The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is. It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well. To me, my flesh is a threat, so my face turn up your effect. Reverb, hold on. Reverb, ooh, ooh, ooh. Through my heart, yes,
hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now, on this station, or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's right. It's easy. It's simple. Just jump on Facebook Live, jump on YouTube Live, or jump on Instagram Live. Post your comment and we'll read your comment live on the air, making you part of our live podcast. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm backed up by the amazing Reverb Live crew. Let's throw around the horn and see what's going on with the crew this episode. Miss Lady in Pink, Tracy, what's up?
What's good, DJ Rain? What's good, Kicker King D3? Yo. What up, family out there listening? Y'all, I got to tell y'all a funny story. I think it's funny. I came across a funny comment when I went to the Bahamas, right? It was one of the souvenir stores. I wanted to get, you know, some t-shirts to bring back, some coffee mugs. Everywhere I travel, I usually like to try to get my older sister, who was like a world traveler, either a coffee mug from that place or a refrigerator magnet to create the whole continent, if that makes sense, or create the whole, you know, country or wherever we are. So I go into the souvenir store, and this is what it says on one of the coffee mug areas. It says, great to look at, great to hold, but if you break it, consider it sold.
Oh, that's tough.
In that store.
That's tough.
Wait a minute. Great to look at, great to hold, but if you break it, consider it sold. Because, you know, everybody's looking at, they're picking up all the little shot glasses, all the little coffee mugs, all the other little figurines, mm-hmm, and things of that nature. And it's in a little glass clear case area. And I guess people break it. But in the Bahamas, they ain't saying, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Right.
In the Bahamas, they said, consider it sold. $15, please. You know, that was just hilarious to me when I saw it. So, yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. Also, join the Reverb Live Show. We got my man King D3 in the building. King D3, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? What's happening to everybody under the sound of our voice, man? What's happening to our listeners?
What's happening to our Heavenly Father, man, who checked in moments before you did? And it is quite fine that the Heavenly Father checked their moments before you did, because that means you are behind him, and that means you are in the right place. Mentioning being in the right place, I want to first say God is in all places at all times.
Wow.
Doing what God do best, and that's being God.
Amen,
now,
brother.
I can clearly say that God is better than cell phones. He's, okay, you know, better than even your mother's intuition, who knows what you're doing at all times. He know what you're doing right now.
Creepy? Yes.
Yes,
oh my
man.
Goodness.
And I got to say, I mentioned that because iPhone and I right now going through something. I'm taking a jog. I want to let y'all know I did a 9-mile jog. Believe it or not, I ran 7 out of the 9. I don't want to take.
But still, though.
Yes. So I would like to say that. And I'm
going. Bro, you went past 1. Man, that's my struggle. Oh, my that's God. My struggle.
Mile 1.
That's right. Right.
Listen, and while taking that jog, I realized iPhone is not going to allow you to go all places at all times without skipping, stopping, or having a circle on your screen for some reason, some way, shape, or form.
What you mean?
So when I had my Android, when you got to talk about that old relationship. Mm-hmm. When I was in my old relationship with Androidra, and she treated me well. I mean, I could go over the highways and the byways and skyways and have no issue, especially with music. Mm-hmm. I happened to get in a new relationship, and that relationship is with iPhona. Mm-hmm. And she's acting phony. Mm-hmm. Because when I turned on my music, I'm running. I'm doing a great job with jogging. Everything's going well. And my music stopped. I say, oh, I must have clicked the off button. I checked. And I'm seeing this big white circle just spin. So I say, let me check my Wi-Fi. Let me check my battery. Nothing was going wrong. But y'all told me, Rain, you told me, T told me, switch the iPhone. It's a necessity. I did it. And look at the troubles I'm having. I just want to say y'all out there, if y'all got any reason to go Droid, do it to avoid the foolishness from iPhone and her phony self. That's all.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, let man. The church say.
Amen. 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 I am still bugging off this trip that I went on for my job in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Great trip. Had a great time. Great time. It was hard to be away from my family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got to do gotta what put I got to do in there. To put food on the table.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason we take trips.
If it calls for me to take trips around the world, hey, I'll do it.
Right.
So while we were flying, it was amazing just to be above the clouds, right? It's just, I'm still an engineer, and just to see that man can just make this machine that weighs like 20 tons, mm-hmm. and it just fly in the air and stay there.
Yeah, yeah.
Still amazes me. But then the captain comes on and says, is your captain speaking? we're about to descend for our final approach. But we are coming into some inclement weather. We're going to turn on the fasten seatbelt signs, and here we go.
I wonder if they go to class.
It
right,
just class.
Class.
Like that. It had to, because rain just came from
speech pilot 101. Right. So we're going through the clouds, and I'm thinking, wow, this is cool. This is clouds. Like, it's clouds. I get to be in the clouds. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how much do clouds weigh? Like, how big are clouds? Like, mm-hmm. you see they're small up there, but when you get into it, it's huge. It's humongous. I'm thinking, like, wait, how is the pilot seeing where we're going? Because if I'm in the car, and if it's foggy, I'm
right.
like, yo,
come on,
I'm going to slow down. I'm going to pull over because I can't see in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So then he comes in the comment and says, we're going to get there. It's going to be bumpy, but we're going to get there early. And I'm like, bro, you speeding up in the car?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? But then I remember, yo, he's an experienced pilot.
Yeah.
He's done this before. This is not his first flight. And on top of that, mm-hmm. he has instruments and gauges to guide him where he's going. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, he got this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if things really get bad, if it gets really bad out there, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. he has his radio tower. He's just calls and, hey, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Tell me where I got to go. And they call him back, like, all right, just do this. Veer left, 2 degrees, and then you're good. All right, thank you, bye. Yeah. And he hangs up, he goes. So if all breaks loose, he has ways to reach us and ways to do what he has to do. So in that same vein, we have these instruments, mm-hmm. these instrument panels. It's called the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Open the Bible, just look at your instruments. And say, hey, oh yeah, I'm veering off track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but the Word says right here, be a light until they pass. Okay, yes, right, you're right. You're right,
right, right. Right.
And if it gets really bad,
real bad,
we can always call up to the head tower and be like, God, put some
sure.
pray on it. Like, yeah. God, mm-hmm. please, God, I need you to guide me in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just wondrous to see how man does it mm-hmm. to natural things, but mm-hmm. we can do the same things in the spirit, man.
That's real, bro.
I'm still blown by it. I told y'all, like, when I left, I'm like, yo, I got another one. I got another scripture I want to share with y'all. But it was fun, man. Yo, remember who is your pilot?
Remember that?
D always says, yo, if God in front of you, straight. You're all right. You in the right place. People, you in the right place this episode.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some great, amazing things. I can't wait to get to it. We just checked in with you. We want you to check in with us. So if you're out there listening on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, check in with us. Post your comment. We'll shout you out right after this. The Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
There are a lot of words to describe what I'm feeling, but nothing can quite express the state that I'm in. I'm better than good and all is well. Your girl is winning. See what I'm trying to say? Blessed kind of sums it all up. You see what I'm trying to say? Blessed kind of sums it all up. See, it's amazing to me that I'm still smiling. You picked up the pieces so that I could say I'm home. I could say I'm in love, at peace, but something still is missing. I guess what I'm trying to say, y'all, this kind of sums it all.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
And Cuckoo King D3.
Can't wait to get this show started, man. We already checked in with you. Now it's time for you to check in with us. Check in with us. Let us know where you're listening from. Just put your waving in the air. Put your like. Put your hearts up. We're going to shout you out. Professor Tracy, who's checking into the show?
We have Delight 777 checking in saying, hey, oh, y'all.
Delight, yes, Delight. Sir. What's up, man?
We got Shani underscore Lou checking in.
Shani Lou.
Yeah.
What's up,
Shani? I'm gonna change her name to Shani Travel, but we'll discuss it. We got Chef Bun B who just hopped in.
Hey, let me get a snack, Chef.
Yeah, we get Chef us something up. We got Monique the Boys in the building.
Hey, boss lady. What's up?
Checking in. And we also have Angela Dot 2010-14 checking in, man.
What's up, Angela? Is that a new check-in?
Yeah. She came in last time. She's been she's not gotcha. New to the show, but she is coming back.
Greetings to you, Angela. There was one person that we should have checked in. She was going crazy on our social media. Well, on her social media, Giddy Zoe Queen. Apparently, she had a family reunion, mm-hmm. and she was posting all weekend about her family, her kids, nephews, aunts, grandparents, all this stuff. But they were all posted up. I liked all of her pictures.
Yeah.
I saw her kids. She's like, oh, these are my kids. Oh, I got my two. How are your kids going? We're going back and forth. So shout out to Giddy Zoe Queen, who was hanging out with us, on social media, posting all her stuff.
Good.
Now, you heard a song in the background. Let's get into this reverb word of the day, Professor Tracy. What do you got?
We got Philippians chapter 1 verse 18. But before I read the reverb word of the day, we want to encourage all of our listeners out there to read at least one scripture verse a day. Just one. Well, it says, and this scripture is going to be for all of those who are out there maybe evangelizing or saying, well, it's got to be done this way. It's got to be done from this person. Or, man, they ain't right. They spirit ain't right up here sharing the word and preaching and all that stuff. This is for you. This is for those folks. It says, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, I will continue to rejoice. So it doesn't matter if you think they got the wrong lifestyle, but they still preaching the gospel, it don't matter. They preaching Christ. If they doing good, and you think their lifestyle is apart, is not subpar, but uppar, whatever you call it, it's great.
A hole in one or something.
Right. Exactly. It's okay because Christ is preached. Y'all get your minds off of people, get your minds off of things, and put your mind on the mission of Christ. Period.
People are quick to write someone off if they know their backstory.
Or their front story. Or their current now story.
I knew where she was last night. Despite the fact that you were there, you knew the person that was
right.
there.
What you were doing?
What was you doing in the same place they were doing? But you're going to talk about them because they're trying to spread the gospel. I got to give it to a man. I am terrified of doing it. Like, you know those guys that get up on a soapbox and just proclaim the gospel on the street corner, the guys that stand with like a big sign
picket
and just spit it for
heaven
the gospel. Man, I really big up those guys. It takes a lot for them to do that.
You know, you got people, even other Christians, who ride by and say, nah, that ain't how you supposed to evangelize. Bruh, the Bible just said, but it doesn't matter. Christ is being preached.
Man, I feel you.
Man, shoot. Trying to share your organic opinion on social media is hard, let alone standing out there with the truth to that, you know.
Black people and white will crucify you.
What?
And Christians were like, you know what? I'm not going to post that because I don't want to offend anybody.
Right. I like grits over oatmeal. What? So
here we go. But that was good, man. So where is that coming from again, Tracy?
Philippians chapter 1 verse 18. Philippians 1:18.
Good stuff. Listen, we're going to take a quick break and come back. It's a serious topic today. We got on our pink, and you already know why. Tracy, why are you wearing pink? Well, and made us wear pink.
Well, because Reverb has gone pink. Well, we're celebrating it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have some dope, awesome stories and guests in the building with their stories. They're going to help us out and provide some hope and support for people out there who are struggling with the any type of cancer, mm-hmm. and if you have a family member that you are in a fight with them while they are going through these things too.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man. We got survivors in the building. They want to help you survive as well. Don't go anywhere. We come back. We'll introduce them to you. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The Urban Gospel Show that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting is the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live crew is in the building. Wearing pink rain.
Tracy the Professor.
And KINGD3.
I don't know why that was funny, but
I could think. Yeah, I don't know.
It's fine. It's fine. All right, shout out to those listening to the live show, those that are listening to our podcast, and those that are listening to our radio broadcast right now. Listen, this show, it is October. October, we celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, it's custom that people just wear pink. So we have on our pink. I have on a pink shirt. Explain the shirt that you have on.
The shirt I have on is actually for my mother-in-law by the name of Rose Sims. We lost her in 2017, but God gained her, man. So as I always say, God gained another rose in his garden. So shout out to Rose Sims and much love to the life she gave us all.
Breast cancer is a very serious thing out there. It's taking a lot of lives. I'll give you some numbers and stats about that later on in the show. But right now, I want to talk about the survivors, those that have made it through. Tracy has found two outstanding, amazing women that have gone through breast cancer, gone through cancer, and have come to on the other side. We're just going to ask them that they join us on the show now. To my right, we have Miss Pat Manning. She's a mother of two, two grants, and she's been in finance for 30 years. She just recently retired. But she moved on to new and bigger and better things. But she is a survivor. Can you tell us, what did you survive from?
I survived from breast cancer.
Okay.
So, yes.
Do you know how long you had it?
Well, I diagnosed and felt a lump in 2019. It was around the time for me to have my mammogram.
This is recent. So, 2019?
2019.
That's 2 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
So I asked them to check it out because something didn't feel right, because that lump was never there before. And it ended up being breast cancer.
Mm.
So I started treatments in 2020. During the pandemic.
Man,
you know, wow. Right before the pandemic in February. I don't know how much.
There you go. Also joining the show, we have Miss Enid Lunin, affectionately known as Mother Lunin. She has three kids, one grandchild, three great grands. She's a professional at this thing. And she's been in the nursing industry for over 40 years. Miss Lunin, tell us, what cancer did you survive?
I survived stomach cancer.
Stomach cancer. How long were you battling with this?
Well, I started having heartburn. Mm. And I thought I was eating something that was upsetting my stomach, because I was never sick. The most I had in my lifetime was flu. So I didn't have any thought of something major.
Yeah. Mm.
And when the symptoms started, I started to avoid food high in spice or like orange juice or tomato juice.
Oh, yeah, acid.
Acid yeah. Food that would upset my stomach more. Mm. And I thought that it would go away. Well, it didn't. Mm. So being a nurse, I thought, okay, I'll go get something over the counter and take care of that. And I did. And it didn't go away. Yeah. Oh. And I thought, well, what is this? So I called up Dr. Webster and made an appointment to go see him. I still thought it's something simple. No thought of anything major.
Anything major like stomach cancer.
Right. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, nothing man. Major, because I was never sick in my life, and I ate well, and I took care of my body and all that.
Yeah.
Now, Mother, we're gonna pause you right there, and we're going to take a quick break. We know that y'all don't go anywhere, because if y'all want to hear the rest of the story,
yeah.
It's going to be nice and juicy.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions, man. Even those that are out there, if you guys have any questions, we'll see if we can get them answered as well. To our two survivors in the building, Ms. Pat Manning and Ms. Enid Luna, don't go anywhere. We got some more questions, man. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Was it Breast Cancer Awareness or just Cancer Awareness? It's
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but you know you were aware of all cancers when you start talking about cancer.
There you go. The Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
What's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. I'm still wearing pink rain.
Tracy the professor.
Pink and professional D3.
Yeah. He said something this time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, y'all want to go catch me. I'm prepared now.
There you go. There you go. Let's check into our live listeners real quick, man. Tracy, who we got?
We have Miss Barbara checking in saying hello.
All right.
Friend Barbara. And we also have Miss Sheila Meyer saying, hey, sis Pat Manning.
Oh, she got your sisters checking in. That's cool, good. That's cool. Good. That's good.
We got to shout out some of our live listeners who also said, hey, their mom passed out. Chef Bun said her mom passed with breast cancer. So much love to you. And Sen Ebbing lost both their grandparents to breast cancer. So much love to you as well. We have some of our listeners, Angela saying she lost four aunts and a paternal grandmother to breast cancer. So Reverb is also sending love your way. Shout out to all our listeners who finally got Valicia Scott in here. We got Guerrier Jacquees in here. We got Testimony _ 2021. You're probably going to hear a lot of testimonies, so you stay tuned in as well. And shout out to Summer Donner, who checked in with us.
Now, we got some, so we want to make sure it was good that we shout out all of those folks who, you know, have lost loved ones, you know, and like King D said, our hearts go out towards them. But today, you know, we got some survivors, you know, and we're going to send some hope to those who are out there, who are in the throes of this whole, you know, cancer situation, battling cancer, whether it's breast cancer, whether it's whatever type of cancer it is, because I see some posts on Facebook and it's just like, forget cancer. I got to say it like that.
Right. You
know, we tired of this thing. We got to let God come heal our land.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Miss Lunan, you were telling us about the story. How about you went to the doctor and you just kept saying that something just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Continue that story.
Okay. As I was saying, the heartburn never did go away. So I made an appointment to see Dr. Webster, Joseph Webster. And they gave me a 2-week appointment. So I was waiting for that day to come. And one Wednesday, I went to Bible study, and I'll never forget it. As praise and worship singers were singing, my stomach was just so upset. Mm-hmm. And I laid my hand on my stomach and prayed, and I never tell anyone that my stomach was upset because I thought it's just something simple that's going to go away. And then praise and worship finished. They all came down and sat down. Pastor got up, put his Bible down, getting ready to start teaching. And before he said anything, he looked over to where I was sitting. He came over there, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he started to pray for my healing. And he prayed, and he prayed, and he shook me. And I thought, thank you, God. But this is such a prayer for heartburn. Thank you, Jesus. And he prayed, and he prayed. And, okay, Bible study finished. And as I was leaving, he said to me, Mother, the Holy Spirit sent me to pray for your healing. Are you sick? I said, no, just a little heartburn. I didn't know anything. I hadn't been to the doctor yet. I said, no, just a little heartburn. He said, okay. And I went on home. Well, I felt like whatever it was gone then. But since I had the appointment to see Dr. Webster, I went. Okay, Dr. Webster, look in my stomach. He took pictures. He showed me the pictures. I couldn't look at them. They were awful. He said, it's cancer.
I mean, it was that evident?
It was awful. I couldn't look at my stomach.
Wow. Wow. That's scary.
So he said to me, you're going to need a surgeon. Who you want? And I knew. I said, Dr. Zorn, Richard Zorn. Because I worked with him at the hospital. So had the surgery, but I needed chemo. cancer was in my lymph glands, and I needed chemo.
So not only did you have surgery, you had to have chemo as well. Let me give you guys some numbers real quick, man. One in out of every eight women will develop some type of invasive breast cancer in their lifetime. And this year, we will have 284,000 new cases of breast cancer this year alone. And unfortunately, 44,000 of those women will die, according to statistics. Ms. Manning, when you were diagnosed with cancer, when a doctor said, "You got it," I done looked at the thing two times. I done called another doctor in. We both said it. He said, "You got it." How did you feel at that moment?
Honestly, when I was first diagnosed, my first reaction was anger.
Mm-hmm. Anger at what? At who?
Just the fact of saying I had cancer. I was like, no, nobody in my family, you know, had breast cancer that I knew about. You have to be wrong. So I got a second opinion. Mm. Went to Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. Same result. Mm. So when they decided, okay, well, diagnosed me with the cancer, I said, okay, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. I said, because whatever we need to do it now. Because right. I didn't want to wait. And so within a week, I had a lumpectomy.
What is that for those that don't know?
Instead of having your breast totally removed, mm-hmm. they remove the cancerous part.
Okay. Oh, like, so having that. The whole breast removed is called
mastectomy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. I'm hearing these terms now.
Yes.
Okay. And you had a
lumpectomy.
Okay. Is that like a you're out for weeks, months type of surgery?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't out any time. And as you'll hear, I really wasn't out even during my chemo.
Did they catch it early, or was it? Yes. Did it spread everywhere, or no. What's going on?
Mine had not spread to my lymph nodes, which was great because it hadn't spread anywhere. Mm-hmm. So they caught that in time. However, I still had 22 weeks of chemo.
Whoa!
Yeah, plus 6 weeks of radiation, which was 5 days a week. So most people didn't know I went through that.
Are you working at this time?
I was working at the time.
You still going to your good job?
I was still working.
Wow.
Even on having chemo, I would go in and set up a computer. You know, I had my setup. Mm-hmm. I would take my own sheet to put on the chair. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, we were around COVID. Pandemic time. So yeah. It's like take my own sheet, you know, my electric blanket and my computer set up. So I would be on Zoom calls.
Wow.
And chemo. Well, they got tired of that, so they started putting something in my IV to put me to sleep at the beginning. But during the time, out of all of this time, I took 77 hours of sick leave only. So I tell people that I feel I went through this to help somebody else, because there are so many that I've come across since having breast cancer to let them know that, yes, in 2020, I could barely do anything for myself. I couldn't even spit when I would brush my teeth. I would have to lay my head to the side and let it just run out.
Because chemo takes a lot out of you, right?
Yes. It's not for the weary, I tell you.
Let's talk about that. Mother Lunan, what does chemotherapy feel like? I mean, you're a woman that's just above 50 years old, and you have to
just slightly
endure chemo. And you've seen patients; you probably helped chemo patients in your long career.
Oh, yeah.
But now you're going through chemotherapy. Tell us what chemotherapy is like.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, it was a different feeling because I'm usually going into the institution as the nurse, and here I am going in as the patient.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the very first morning, that's what hit me. I'm going in here as a patient with cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I must tell anyone that it is a battle. It's a war. I felt like it was a war against my life.
Wow.
Satan is trying to take my life.
Mm.
So we're at war, but not me. it's Satan and God. Mm-hmm. Because when I remember the Wednesday night at the Bible study, you know, when Dr. Webster told me cancer, at first, anyone hearing the word cancer, you're frightened. Mm. But then I thought, oh, God is already in this thing. Mm. He showed it to Pastor Quincy.
Yeah.
So I'm going in here to take chemo. And every morning I'm going in, I would recite Isaiah 40 that says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be dismayed, for I'm your God.
Yeah.
I will help you. I will strengthen you."
Yeah.
And chemo weakens you.
Mm.
And every day I'm going to get it, I remind God, I say, "You tell me you're going to strengthen me."
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going in here to take this chemo strong.
Yeah,
through
yeah.
You.
Yeah, amen.
And it's something that you have to know for yourself, and you have to say it. You have to put it in the atmosphere. "Fear not, for I'm with you."
Yeah.
And that's how I took my chemo. And I went through chemo for 6 months.
Well, we have a listener checking in saying, well, we see that we're talking about women getting breast cancer, but can't men have breast cancer too? And the answer to that question is yes.
Yes.
Men can have breast cancer as well.
I had some stats on that. I don't know what the percentage is, but men can get breast cancer as well. It doesn't happen largely. The main component or the main thing is that women are showing up with breast cancer. But yes, guys can have it as well. We're here talking to this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We happen to have two amazing survivors of cancer. We have Miss Enid Lunan, that's surviving stomach cancer. And then we have Miss Patricia Manning, who is surviving breast cancer. You guys are very spiritual ladies. Has there any point to where you got mad at God? Because you're like, "Yo, look, I pay my tithe. I go to church. I pray. I help people. I'm a good person." Miss Manning, you ain't want to just like fuss God out just a little bit?
Absolutely not. I mean, I know that God is not going to allow any more than I can bear. So I knew that God was in it, and that's what brought me through.
So you never said, "God, why me? God, why?"
I didn't ask God why me, but I did ask questions why nobody else in the family had it that I knew of. Well, I found out later I did have a cousin that had breast cancer, but my doctor said most women that get breast cancer, it's not in the family. It's not hereditary.
Mm. Yeah, that's you know, and during that time where you had to do that kind of family history aspect of it, what kept you in a space where you remained encouraged and you didn't question God?
Yeah.
Well, like Mother Lunan said, it's a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll never tell anybody it is a dark, it's a black place.
Mm-hmm.
You get to a point of a black place. So you have to dig deep, and I had to dig deep and find something that would give me the strength to say, to push as to why do I need to go through this. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was my grandkids, because they love their nana, and I did not want to not be here for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gave me strength. Every time I got weak, I thought about them.
Yeah. Well, in your dark place, Ms. Lunan, what kept you going?
Like I said, I felt like it was a it was a fight, and I just felt like God had never lost a battle, and He wasn't going to lose this one.
Mm.
But I would get up at nights to go and use the bathroom, and I had a CD player by my bed that had prayer on it and healing scriptures on it, and I'd get up and I'd just turn it on.
Ooh.
Just to let that permeate the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I leave it running and I fall back asleep, because I say, "Okay, devil, you're going to listen to this.
Right. You're going to hear these prayers.
Right. You're going to hear. And there was another thing, too. I said, okay, Sunday mornings, you'll never see me laying in this bed. It doesn't matter how weak I feel. Yeah. I am getting up and I'm going to church. And it get to a point where chemo had taken off all my hair. And I was bald. And Natasha went and she got me a wig. And I had never worn a wig before. She fixed me up and she put on that wig and I went to church. And I had such a headache. But I would never give the devil the joy of being home and say, I'm going to church.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
So that's how I felt like, okay, you're trying to kill me? No. There is so much to life.
Amen.
And I enjoy life. I enjoy living.
Mother, turn up now. Mother's a traveler.
I enjoy living.
Okay?
Yeah.
Reverb Ghost Pink, overcoming breast cancer, overcoming cancer, period. Look, we're going to take a quick break and come back. When we come back, Tracy, I think we got top 10 tips on
on how to screen or detect cancer early.
We got to do it, man. Let's do it. Let's help some people out there. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B. Keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Live show. Reverb Live crew is in the building, still wearing pink rain.
Wearing my pink Reverb shirt, Tracy.
And powerful Pat popping pink, Pastor D3.
All right, Pink Panther.
Yo, Tracy, that pink is actually pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah. It is. I put respect on your shirt.
Yes.
Look, I asked y'all.
You did.
Like, nah, I'm straight.
You didn't ask us in October, though. If you were asked in October.
See, now that's different.
But I asked thinking of October.
Right, you're right.
As always. What we do, you know?
I was just about to say, future, as huh? always.
Yeah. Well, we have some listeners checking in also saying it's thank God for the healing for both mother and Pat Manning.
Yes,
champions.
Sure. Yes,
they
yes.
called you champions.
Yeah. Amen.
Miss Fran Barbara called y'all champions. There we go.
In 2020, there were 2.3 million women diagnosed with breast cancer around the world.
Mm-hmm.
About 700,000 deaths globally. And by the end of 2020, I say in about 5 years, we had 7.8 million. The last 5 years, 7.8 million diagnoses of breast cancer. Now, we have survivors here, but we're going to give you 10 tips on... how to diagnose your type of cancer, your breast cancer.
All right, guys. So tips on how to diagnose or detect your either breast cancer, but I'm sure these things can go along for, some of these tips can go along for any other types of cancers. Number one, get screened regularly.
Yes.
Women, you already know the deal. Men, though, get screened. It's okay. Go ahead and get screened regularly. Also, choose a mammogram or mammography. Somebody say it. Mammography. There we go. Thank you. See, thank you, what our listeners. Mammography expert. Yeah, you choose an expert. Also, go digital. A lot of, and this was different for even my last exam. I was like, wait a minute, y'all want to do like a video picture, 3D view of, you know, my body? And they said, yes, it's a new thing. But apparently, what first, I almost declined it. I'm going to tell you that. Because it says, does your health care insurance, if it doesn't cover it, if it doesn't cover it, you're going to have to pay for it. It was a couple hundred dollars. I was like, I checked the paper and I said, no. And I took it, my check-in paper back up to the front counter. And the lady said, well, you know your insurance covers this. I said, you sure? You sure? You sure? So anyway, yes. And so I signed up to get one for myself as well. So go digital. Also, number four, don't put off screening because of discomfort. Like, don't put it off thinking like, oh, it's just discomfort. Because as you heard in even Mother Luna's story, that she had a lot of discomfort. But she didn't just say, nah, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it. No, she kept going to the next level and the next level, you know, finding an expert, going to get checked and all of those types of things. So don't put off screening because of discomfort. Also, don't put off screening because of fear. Fear.
That's a big one.
A lot of people are scared of what the result's going to be.
Yes.
They're scared of, you know, what may be said, what may happen. And a lot of people don't want to face that fear.
Yeah.
But face that fear. Don't put it off thinking, I don't need to get checked. I don't want to detect myself. No, 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 no. Go get checked and put fear to the side. Matter of fact, put a CD player by your bed.
Come on.
So that every time you get off, you can get out and you can push play and say, the devil gonna listen to this.
He gonna
because
listen
I ain't holding on to no fear.
All right.
Six, consider getting results while you wait. Apparently there are times where you can say, you know what, I don't want to schedule it for another day. I want to go ahead and get my results today.
Right. You can do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can ask for that. You can request that. Also, number seven, practice breast self-awareness, meaning like women and men, check yourselves, touch your body, touch your chest, you know, feel around. And there are diagrams that teach you and show you how to check for different lumps and swelling and skin changes and all those types of things. Number eight, have a clinical breast exam as well. I know a lot of times people say, well, you don't have to worry about getting a breast exam until you're like 40, 45, 50, or whatever. Let me tell you something. If I have insurance,
Right.
I want it every year.
Right. Yeah.
Even if I don't have the insurance, I want you to check every year. Because I went to the doctor and my doctor said, oh, you don't have to worry about that yet. I said, no, ma'am. I want you to order it anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Send me there anyway. Because just to try to detect things prior to, it may not be nothing. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But still. Number nine, know your risk. Does your family have risk? Do you know anybody else that in your bloodline? On and on and on. And number 10, try online risk calculator assessment tool. And they have free websites where you can type in the questionnaire, and then they will tell you yes or no, or give you some points from there.
Before we get out of here, I want our cancer survivors to talk to those out there that are battling with this thing right now. Mm-hmm. Give them some words of encouragement real quick to help them get through to the other side. Give them words to get them out of their dark place if they're going through it, or if they're scared to actually enter that dark place just by even getting tested. Mother Luna, we'll start with you.
One thing that's important is to always think positive and stay around positive people that will encourage you also. Not people who are going to come and be sorry and, downtrodden. And also find your healing scriptures in the Bible and read those healing scriptures, because those are promises that we have. And as long as we repeat them and believe them, it will come true. Right. It is. I'm not saying cancer is easy. It's not easy. Chemo is not easy. However, you have hope, because we have a healer in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it is important where you worship. I do believe that. My church family was so uplifting, so encouraging. They would call me. They would visit. And Orain might not remember, but one morning early, he called me. He was on his way to work. You might not remember. But those things are encouragement. Mm. Yes.
That's good. All right. Ms. Manning, Ms. Pat Manning, give us some good words.
Well, my encouragement is, again, yes, stay positive. Know who you are, know whose you are, and know what God has already promised and destined for you. So stay focused on that. Again, have a positive people around you, and definitely just stay focused. I had so many people, most of you all didn't even know that I went through breast cancer. Most of the church family didn't know until way after everything, because I learned from my dad that about staying positive, it'll bring you through a lot of dark times, dark days, and know that God didn't bring me this far to leave me, so I need to focus on Him and Him alone. And you don't even know what you're going through when you're focusing on God. And that's what I did.
That's a good one.
That's good.
I even heard a quick post. The post said David didn't know how big Goliath was or his strength. Because he kept his eyes on God. He was thinking about God. He wasn't thinking about everything else. So
that's good. Amen. That's good. Yeah, when you keep your eyes on God, everything else looks small. That's good. And it's good. People, that's it for this hour or for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. This was a good one. To all those that are going through this, to all those that have been through this and may have lost a loved one, our prayers and condolences goes out to you. That all those going through it right now, keep fighting. Keep fighting. There are better days to come. Trust me, you will get through this. Your family needs you. Your daughters need you. Your son needs you. Your grandkids need you. Somebody out there needs you to be on the other side to greet you.
And you can always check us out more on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes Podcast, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and TuneIn. And as you keep your eye on God, keep your eye on that play button and press it to listen to more of the Reverb Live Show.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@ReverbLiveShow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, that's it for this hour of the Reverb Live Show. But stay tuned. Stick around. Another hour could be on the way. Or just press play on our next podcast, The Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.